5 years ago, Turkmenistan became an independent nation, joining the Commonwealth of Independent States along with 10 other former Soviet republics. This past week, that independence was celebrated in the Turkmen capital, Ashgabat, with a parade, musical events, and a horse race. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Ashgabat as he continues his travels through Central Asia. He told us today that after 5 years of sovereignty, Turkmenistan has become a country of stark contrasts.
Turkmenistan has a lot of natural gas. In fact, it has the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world. And the Turkmen government has been able to sell a fair amount of that over the last 5 years, and with the proceeds, a lot of people have become rich, and they've built a lot of modern hotels and buildings and a new airport. But you don't get the impression here that all of this wealth is really lifting the whole society.
Mm-hmm. Are there pockets of poverty that stand out?
I suppose what would be better to describe it is that there are pockets of wealth amidst the sea of poverty. I spent the day about 150 miles east of here in the second city in Turkmenistan, a city called Mari, and it is an absolute pit of poverty. I've practically never seen anything like this town of about 100,000 people. It is so dilapidated, run down, dirty, and poverty-stricken that it's hard to believe that the government has spent any money there. So I think that Turkmenistan and the people of Turkmenistan have a long way to go before they actually feel the benefits of this natural gas wealth.
Now, the natural gas that they have, where does it go from Turkmenistan? Is it all sold to Russia or to Iran, or where's their outlet?
At this point, Robert, you've actually hit on a very interesting problem that the Turkmen government faces. Right now, all of it is going through Russia, and Russia is not paying world prices to the Turkmenistan government for it. They're paying much cheaper prices, and so the Turkmenistan government is trying to figure out how it can get its natural gas out of Turkmenistan, which is a landlocked country, to avoid Russia and get paid world prices for it. But everywhere it looks, it faces geopolitical problems. This is a former Soviet republic that has a great deal of natural wealth, but nowhere to take it right now.
Now, this is one of those countries, a former Soviet republic, that became independent when the Soviet Union disintegrated. Do you get a sense that it actually is a truly independent country, or is it inevitably dependent to some degree on its huge neighbor, Russia?
I think probably if you had asked that question a few years ago, you could say that it wasn't a truly independent country. But now, 5 years after independence, it is pursuing an independent course. It's got independent relations with all of its neighbors, not only with Russia, which exercises the greatest influence here, but with Iran to the south. And in fact, the Turkmenistan government is pursuing what it calls neutrality. That is, it's trying to balance its neighbor to the south, Iran, with which it shares a very long border, and to the north with Russia. This is a country that was never independent in the past, part of Russia and the Soviet Union for so long, and now is feeling its way into a world in which it does operate independently.
How's the food?
Well, like many parts of the former Soviet Union, Robert, there's not wonderful food to speak of, I'm afraid. My sense is that the Russians and the Soviets somehow managed to destroy whatever natural cuisine was in Russia and the other parts of the former Soviet Union. And you have to look real hard to find something good to eat up there.
Okay. Well, where will your next stop be on your pursuit of a decent meal on the Silk Road?
Tashkent. I depart for Tashkent in Uzbekistan, the next nation east of here tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Mike Schuster, traveling the Silk Road, speaking with us from Ashgabat, Turkmenistan.